getting out of Libya.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. As the violence continues in Libya, France's president is calling for economic sanctions and the U.S. State Department is evacuating American citizens. Peter Thomas is a British teacher who's lived in Tripoli for the last 2 years. He managed to escape yesterday and he joins us now from Ankara, Turkey. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. So first tell us how you got out of Tripoli.
We got out on one of the scheduled Turkish Airlines flights. We took back roads to the airport because Gaddafi's Republican Guard, they're out of uniform and manning checkpoints, and they're not people you want to have long conversations with. The situation at the airport was a lot worse than we had expected. There were between 5,000 and 7,000 people outside the airport, didn't have tickets, were just waiting and hoping to find a way out.
Peter, in each one of the countries that's been in the spotlight for the last few weeks, it seems like in the days leading up to whatever ends up happening, the economy just stops functioning. Give us a sense of what was going on in the last few days. Was anything open?
A lot of the sorts of clothes shops, things like that, they all shut down very quickly. But food shops have remained open during the daytime. Petrol stations, they are running out. I was at the airport with a Canadian gentleman who's a Shell geologist, and he said that all the oil sites had been closing up operations, sealing off the wellheads.
Finally, just give us a sense of what people are thinking about the future of the country. Do they think that Gaddafi's about to go?
In Tripoli, people are very unwilling to talk. The strangest experience for me, it's amazing to go through a nine-hour day teaching maybe 50 students and not one of them making a single reference to what was happening on the streets outside.
Peter Thomas, who has just evacuated from Tripoli, he is joining us from Ankara, Turkey. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much as well.
Apple's annual shareholder meeting is today, and the focus is expected to be on who should take over the company if CEO Steve Jobs steps down for good. He's been on medical leave since last month. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
Shareholders are expected to vote today on a proposal that would demand Apple disclose its succession plan. Steve Jobs won't be specific about why he's on leave, but he's had at least one bout with pancreatic cancer, and there's a frenzy of speculation about his health.
No doubt the tabloid reports and the alleged pictures of him leaving a cancer clinic aren't helping.
Hilary Sale teaches corporate governance at Washington University.
I can't imagine that the board has had its head in the sand, and if it did, it should be in trouble for that.
Having a succession plan is one thing. Making it public is another. Carl Howe of the Yankee Group says that could put Apple at a competitive disadvantage.
Other companies, if they know the line of succession, then, for example, they can try to hire away people that might be in that line of succession.
Sale says the vote is non-binding, but it could send a message to the board. Shareholders want to know where the company is heading. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly down across the globe again today. Fear about the turmoil in the Middle East is causing U.S. interest rates to drop, which helped spur a 13% jump in mortgage applications last week. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropped 178 points to close at 12,212.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the knowledge effect. By Progressive Insurance, with more than 30,000 local independent agents. Information available at progressive.com. And by reputation.com, protecting online privacy by monitoring and removing your personal data from websites that sell it. Reputation Defender is now reputation.com.
In Pontiac, Michigan, unemployment is almost three times the national rate. The once bustling General Motors complex there has a fifth the workers it once did, and the downtown is a ghost town. But now, as Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio reports, dozens of businesses are coming back because they're getting free rent for a year.
Stephanie White does hair for a living. For the past 7 years, she did cuts, perms, and weaves at a salon she started in a more affluent neighborhood next door to Pontiac. But shortly after Thanksgiving, she moved into an 1,100-square-foot space on Pontiac's downtown business strip.
It has changed a lot, but I think it's coming back.
White grew up in Pontiac. She decided to relocate to her hometown after hearing about a program called Rise of the Phoenix. She signed a 3-year lease, and the first 12 months are rent-free.
That means that I can build not only my salon, my clientele, and I'm looking for some workers to make it a nice experience downtown Pontiac.
The idea for free rent was the brainchild of a committee with the Downtown Development Authority. Phil Wojtowicz is a commercial real estate broker who sits on that committee. He says it polled the downtown building owners and asked how many thought they'd have tenants in the next 24 months.
And, you know, everybody said not likely. And we said we have to do something to be either innovative or aggressive.
Wojtowicz says several building owners signed on to the plan and more came on board after seeing tenants move into empty buildings. To get into the program, business owners have to commit to a 2 or 3 year lease, and Wojtowicz says they have to move in by the end of March.
In the spring of this year, there's going to be a lot of foot traffic in downtown Pontiac that otherwise wouldn't have been there.
That would be good news for hair salon owner Stephanie White. The Pontiac native says she looks forward to having a downtown that looks more like the one she grew up with.
Like maybe have a coffee shop down here. And also somewhere where we can shop for clothing and other things as well.
So far, 50 leases have been signed, including clothing stores, a fitness center, and office space. About 10 more leases are in negotiations. From Pontiac, I'm Sarah Hewlett for Marketplace.
And finally, to Memphis, Tennessee, where an all-pizza diet turned out to be a lifesaver for 82-year-old Jean Wilson. She orders a large Domino's pepperoni pizza every single day, but for 3 days, Domino's hadn't heard from her, so the delivery person decided to go check on her. Good thing she did, because turns out Wilson had fallen and couldn't get to a phone. She was taken to the hospital, and she's okay. Domino's is sending its hero delivery person on an all-expense-paid vacation. Hopefully she'll get free pizza for life as well. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The next time you feel like you're being ripped off, just remember this guy.
When I go park my car in the street and I'm not allowed to park, I pay a bribe. When I go issue my son's birth certificate, I need to pay a bribe. It's me as an average citizen.
I'm Kai Rizdal, trying to change the old Egyptian ways. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.